Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dumper Guilt Stage 1. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Dumper Guilt Stage 1. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need to know the likely stages your ex will go through post-breakup. Today I'll be discussing the first stage your dumper is likely to go through. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points to this first stage. And if you're watching on YouTube, you will have the opportunity to instantly click and watch the second stage your ex will likely go through at the end of this video, providing I have a chance to upload it at the time that you are watching. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is overall relief. So when we're speaking about the dumper guilt stages, the first stage is probably not something that as a dumpee you particularly want to hear the word of, and that is relief. Now we have to be honest, we have to be genuine, and we have to consider what your ex-dumper is likely going through at the time post-breakup. We're speaking about instantaneously post-breakup, whether they text you, which I hope they gave you more respect than to do that, whether they called you or whether they spoke to you in person. When they ended your relationship, these are the feelings your ex-dumper is likely to go through in the hours, days and maybe weeks post that moment, post-breakup. And point number one of this relief stage is overall relief. Now, when we're speaking about overall relief, we're talking about the feeling that your ex-dumper has likely put a lot of thought into this decision. Now, of course, we can't guarantee this 100% of the time. There may be instances, particularly if an action had been implemented by you to create the breakup scenario, then maybe this would have been a more instantaneous decision by your ex-dumper. What I mean by this is, let's say, for instance, you were cheating on your ex-dumper and they found out and then they instantly dump you. That, of course, is a more sudden decision than generally speaking, but more often than not, a dumper is going to take a significant amount of time weighing up their options. I would suggest that it would be at the minimum weeks, if not months, of your ex-dumper really considering, is this the right decision or not? Should I be proceeding with the relationship? Do I feel fulfilled in this connection? Do I believe this could be my happy ever after? And if and when they come to that conclusion, but sadly the answer is no, that is when they will start to consider implementing a breakup. But contrary to popular belief, most dumpers do not enjoy this moment. Most dumpers are somewhat fearful of this moment. It feels like a big mountain ahead of them that they need to climb and get to the top of before they can implement the decision. Because most dumpers do not want to hurt their dumpee. Most dumpers understand what you as a dumpee are likely going to be going through after they action the breakup. Most dumpers don't want to do this. They don't want to hurt you. And they are somewhat nervous about that moment. They go back and forth in their mind. Is there another way around? We can do this. Can we get through this? Can I communicate what I feel isn't working? Now, if they don't believe they can, or maybe this is a flaw amongst themselves where they just can't communicate effectively, this is where they will come to that point where they do action the decision. Now, ultimately, this has all stemmed from a lack of romantic emotional attraction. It's been lost. When you were both first together, you would have both felt a high level of romantic emotional attraction for one another. That is why you were in a relationship. That is why most of you listening are probably thinking, well, we had many, many years together. Maybe you were married, maybe you had children, maybe you can't believe you've got to this point. And that is because in the past, there was that love. That love was real. As a dumpee, it is natural to question, is any of this real? Did this really happen? Did they ever really love me? I would suggest most of the time, a dumper did love their dumpee. We feel in the moment. And at the time of you two getting together and beyond that point, the love, romantic, emotional attraction was likely high. But sadly, for various potential reasons, this level of attraction has dropped in your ex's mind. It may have dropped in your mind as well, but you as a dumpee don't feel that right now, because if you feel rejected, you feel there's nothing more attractive than the person who rejected you. So maybe if you think long and hard, you will actually think, yeah, actually, I started to lose romantic emotional attraction as well. I could have been the dumper myself, but I wasn't. The action, the breakup, that is what took place. You feel rejected, and therefore you are now experiencing the loss. You're experiencing feelings very similar to a combination of grief and drug withdrawal. This is making you feel all of those negative emotions, and yet you feel addicted to the person who made you feel this way. This is very natural and very upsetting and concerning, but you will get through this. Now, when we consider the dumper stages, when we consider dumper stage one and the overall relief for your expert dumper will be feeling at this time, this is because once they decided to action the breakup, they felt they'd done the hardest part of this whole process. As I've said a little earlier, they were likely thinking over many weeks, if not months, about whether or not to end your relationship. When they decided they had to do it, they felt long and hard, they felt concerned, they felt worried. And if and when they got to that point where they felt, yes, I need to end this relationship, once they did it, they feel a huge sigh of relief. Okay, it's that feeling that they've done the hardest part. They dreaded it. They didn't want to do it. Most dumpers do not want to break your dumpee's heart. They didn't want to hurt you. They know the problems. They know the drama. They know the emotion that is going to come. And therefore, once they actually do it, it's like that feeling that anybody would have of doing something they don't want to do. You can think of this, I'm sure, whether it is past relationships, whether it is at work, whether it is wherever, something you didn't want to do, you finally get to the point of doing it and you feel, okay, I can breathe now. And that is the first sub-point of the first stage of the dumper guilt cycle. And that is the fact that they feel overall relief. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is relief concern. Now we're still speaking about relief. Relief is the overall theme of the dumper guilt stage one. However, we're now looking at the second sub-point to this, and this is relief concern. And this is where your expert dumper is thinking very long and hard about concern towards you. They're worried about you. They're nervous about what's taken place. Yes, they feel overall relief. Yes, it's a big sigh of relief. That is over. I've done that. I've done what I had to do to try and live a life that I feel is going to be more fulfilling. However, then the concern to you starts to come. Most dumpers will feel that worry, that concern, and they don't know what to do. Some dumpers will actually reach out to their dumpee and ask how they're feeling. And a dumpee might think, well, how on earth do you think I'm feeling? Or maybe a dumper will reach out and say something which doesn't make any sense at all. Now, if this was in the future, we would be describing this as an indirect direct approach, whereas a dumper may have regrown romantic emotional attraction. That would be a good sign in the future. But sadly, if this happens in the days post-breakup, it's very unlikely that they would have regrown the attraction during this very short space of time. More often than not, this is more about concern, worry, and trying to make sure you're okay. Of course, you're not feeling okay, but they want to make sure that they haven't left you in a state where they will feel terrible for you, and they worry about your health, whether that is mental health, physical health, everything that goes with it. They will be thinking about you. They'll be worried about themselves as well, thinking, have I done this? It will be all swirling around their mind. But ultimately, this concern is real. Now, some dumpers won't reach out at all. And as a dumpee, you might think that is the worst option. But I would suggest that if you have been dumped, then you don't want to hear from your ex unless they want to reconnect. That would be my honest opinion. And therefore, I don't think it's good if they reach out to you to ask if you're okay. Of course, you're not feeling okay. And this is just adding salt to the wound, because you might think, well, we can get back together. And more often than not, sadly, you won't be able to in these early days post-breakup. So my suggestion would be that if you don't hear from your ex-bedumper during this time, it's actually a good thing. Now, you might disagree with this, but honestly, if you want to get your ex back, you only want to hear from them if they're serious about reconnecting. And if you hear from them in the days after and they're asking if you're okay, it's not likely to be the case, sadly. Now, does this mean that any dumper who reaches out a few days later doesn't want to reconnect? Of course, I'm not saying that. There is no 100% guaranteed way to predict the future. And I'm speaking about generalized patterns. Sometimes, very occasionally, a dumper will reach out in the early days post-breakup and you and your ex get back together on that conversation. So I'm not saying ignore them. You know, listen to what they have to say, say your piece, but just bear in mind their concern might be due to worry and pity rather than romantic feelings having grown at that time. Now, maybe there was a big problem or a misunderstanding, and during this moment of conversation, you can sort that out. It does sometimes happen. But if your ex-bedumper feels the concern, which I'm sure they will, and they reach out to you, just bear in mind it's generally due to worry and pity rather than regrowing attraction and actually thinking, and you know what, let's stay together. This breakup didn't really happen. It was only a few days. Let's sort this out. Sadly, that's not often the case, but it can sometimes happen. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about dumper guilt stage one. And point number three is relief mixed feelings. So again, the overall theme of today's podcast is relief. Your ex-bedumper in stage one is going to be going through the relief stage. But this sub-point is relief mixed feelings. And this is a combination of excitement and concern for their own future. So let's break this down. This, firstly, is not going to be something you want to hear, dumpies, but I'm sure you can understand and predict that sadly, your dumper is going to be feeling a level of excitement. A level of excitement because they believe at this time, and it could change, but at this time, they believe their future is better off outside of a relationship. You know, we have to be real with this. If you think of it logically, they wouldn't have dumped you unless they did believe this at this time. And therefore, there's going to be some excitement. Excitement of trying to move forward on a new path, whether this is making new connections or doing new things, whatever it is that they're feeling at that moment, there is a level of excitement, a level of thinking, I'm single. I can do as I please. I can do this, that, and the other. I can do the things that I didn't feel able to do within the relationship. And this, by and large, is something I refer to as the single honeymoon period. This is when a dumper moves into a period of their life where they do things that they couldn't do within the previous connection. Maybe it is as obvious as dating new people, which is, again, not something you want to hear, but it is a possible reality. Or perhaps it's spending more time with friends. Perhaps it's doing things that you weren't happy that they did. Or maybe things that they didn't have time to do because of a relationship and they really want to invest some time. It could even be something such as traveling. These are the feelings of excitement that a dumper will likely have once they have got past the point of ending your relationship. They've thought about it, they've worried about it, they've done it, they've maybe felt some concern towards you, but now they want to focus on trying to live their life the way that they fantasized that they could when they were still with you. Now, there is some mixed feelings, though, and this isn't just excitement. There is also some concern for themselves. Concern about whether or not this is going to work out how they hoped for. So these aren't feeling strong enough in most instances to change their mind at this stage, but there are just those few feelings of nerves. You know, I'm going out into the world on my own now. I did have somebody by my side who loved me. It wasn't perfect, but it was a relationship with a level of trust. I believed in that person. I know they loved me. And yet, I don't know whether this is the right decision because I've decided to end all of that and go on my own path. Was that the right thing? I'm feeling a bit nervous. I'm alone now. I'm turning around and there's nobody there. There's nobody messaging me. if you as a dumpy listen to my version of a no contact rule, that is, there'll be nobody messaging your ex the dumper in that regard. You know, you shouldn't be pushing them onto that pedestal and becoming their safety net. So a dumper can feel those early feelings of, oh, you know, I ended the relationship and surely I should have realized there would be nobody by my side or texting me. But it's still a little bit of a surprise and a shock to not have that goodnight text or to have somebody by my side. That's kind of strange and something that I should have known but didn't really think about. These feelings of concern for themselves blend and mix with the excitement to create the relief mixed feelings that I describe. So as we can see, generally speaking, an ex-dumper is going to be feeling relief in the dumper guilt stage one. It's not something you want to hear, dumpies, but it is the overall theme. However, there is more to it. You know, there's that overall relief, but then the feeling of concern for you as a dumpy, and yet there's still that excitement and still a little bit more worry for themselves as well, all blended together. Now, if I've already uploaded the Dumper Guilt Stage 2 video on YouTube, you will now see in the middle of the screen something you can click on to watch it straight away now. If it's not visible, then I haven't yet uploaded it. Please check back in a few days and it will likely be there.